Yo, what up? This is DJ Newmark, a.k.a.
Uncle New
from Jurassic 5, and you're checking out The Library with my main man, Tim Onicole, on www.rapstation.com.
What's up? I'm Tim Onicole, and welcome to The Library on rapstation.com. Have you ever took a moment, sat down and wondered, if I were to create a soundtrack of my life, what songs would be on it? Felicia Pride, an author, educator, and founder of the strategic media and communications firm, Pride Collaborative, did just that in her latest book, The Message, Life Lessons from Hip-Hop's Greatest Songs. I had the opportunity to sit down with Ms. Pride and began by asking her, why did she choose to write the book?
Well, number one, I can't rhyme, so I realized that early on that I had no flow. But luckily, I found writing as a place where I could fit in into hip hop. Mm-hmm. And I always wanted to write a book about hip hop. And when I looked at the wonderful books that had been written before mine about hip hop, a lot of them were like political analysis. Some of them were memoirs. Some of them were journalistic endeavors. But I didn't see one that I felt like really captured just a day-to-day interaction, relationship with hip-hop. Mm. And I wanted to show how in my own life I used primarily the music to motivate, to provoke, to help me navigate the world around me. I'm just one of those who uses lyrics to explain stuff, you know, like I'll just, you know, break out a lyric in the middle of a conversation. And I knew I wanted to explore that further. Like, how can I really use, or how do we, as in hip hop babies or hip hop fans, hip hop lovers, use the music specifically on a day-to-day basis?
And let's start with the first song you begin to kind of start the your life soundtrack is Express Yourself by N.W.A.
So what you want me to do? I'm expressing with my full capabilities, and now I'm living in correctional facilities. Cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because he said it gets funky when you got a subject.
So was this purposeful that this was going to be the first song for you in the book?
Yeah, I mean, it was twofold. In the book, I wanted to show the breadth of topics explored by artists of all types. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to have artists who were normally known for a certain type of sound. I wanted to have them represented if I could get something from them. And in this case, particularly with NWA song Express Yourself, that kind of captured my relationship with hip hop, was that it was a door for me to express myself through writing. Mm-hmm. I admired MCs as writers, and although I could not be an MC, I found a way to enter into a larger conversation that was bigger than me, and that was through my writing. And hip-hop inspired me to do that. Mm-hmm. So Express Yourself sort of captures that relationship with hip-hop, but also shows, you know, all the types of songs and thoughts that different hip hop groups and hip hop artists have presented. And yeah, I mean, opening a book with NWA, I don't think you could really go wrong. And I think you also, you know, people will perk up a little bit, like, what is this about? So, yeah.
And in your piece on NWA, you write, "This is what happens when gangsters leave the drug, violence, and profanity at home and bring themselves intellect intact into the studio booth." So I wonder, for you, I mean, just as someone who is a lover of hip hop, is this the song that you think should represent hip hop, or is this what hip hop could be?
No, I think hip hop should be many things. Mm. I don't think that hip hop should be just one thing, because as people, we're not just one thing. You know, our dysfunctions play out in hip hop, and it's a good lens to view ourselves through. So I definitely don't think that that song is representative of what hip hop should be either. Mm-hmm. But I think it's representative of what hip hop is.
In the song "What They Do" by The Roots, which was released in '96, you kind of discuss your battle as a youth of wanting to fit in, even though sometimes you really didn't want to fit in.
Yeah.
I think
we're still battling that now, which is crazy.
So I was actually curious, like, when did you, as you write, you wrote, assimilating was the easiest weapon against getting cracked on. So when did you discover that for you that you didn't want to assimilate anymore, and assimilating was technically, as you write, you know, left you as an uncreative?
Yeah, that's a good question. When did I want to stop assimilating? I mean, I think I'm still struggling with that in different ways. Being an artist and being a writer, and now as an adult, you know, balancing between what we know to be safe and practical, and, you know, my own ambitions sort of being in direct contact with that, conflict with that. So I don't know if I have stopped assimilating. I would like to in certain ways, but I think for me, like, growing up and being a hip-hop fan and being a girl, I think I also found, like, in an ironic sort of way, comfort in hip-hop being sort of a way for me to articulate my difference, and finding comfort in being different through hip-hop. So even though I didn't see a whole lot of girls represented in hip-hop culture, it was something, you know, the whole idea of going against the grain and going against what's quote-unquote normal, and I felt something there with that, without those sort of spirits that move within hip-hop.
I was wondering, the song "What They Do" by The Roots, which was released in '96, addressed a lot of issues that many people have, you know, with hip-hop now, that it's kind of what The Roots kind of made fun of in their video about, like, the, you know, the fake cars, the fake beat down shot and stuff like that. Do you think in hip-hop that this argument's ever going to end? I mean, are you always going to have a group of people that, I guess, are quote-unquote, you know, assimilating to whatever is popular at the time? Or, I mean, or will we go back to when there was some sort of diversity in the music?
Well, I think we're never going to see it end. Anytime there's money attached to images, I don't think you're going to see it end. But also, I mean, I just think that from a human nature standpoint, you know, it's easier to assimilate, period, you know? So I just think that's, like, a human thing. Within hip-hop, though, because we have money attached to certain types of images, I don't think that's going to go away unless the money changes significantly. But in terms of the diversity of the music, I still feel like there's, you know, a diversity in terms of artists making different types of music. It's just, it's harder to, you have to be proactive in finding it. We can't be passive media consumer and think that you're going to get diversity, because it's not going to happen. That's with a lot of things, you know. So not just music, but that's with a lot of different media forms.
You write about, you know, kind of rebirth of Slick, Cool Like That by Digital Planets. You write that, one, the song was important to you. So if you could just talk about why the song was important to you. But also you mentioned that there were some references that you just didn't get, and then you kind of, then you understood later, this later. When you got older and you actually understood the references, and you could even say for other songs, did you, were these references, did they make the song more powerful to you? Did you actually understand the reference and then you were turned off by some of these songs? I mean, yeah, we could just talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, you know what's interesting is I've done work around bringing in hip hop texts into the classroom, what's interesting is that when you bring in certain texts, they have these layers, and that is, you know, what I sort of position as a trait of hip-hop literature is the fact that it's layered. And usually I bring in actual hip-hop text in terms of literature, so fiction, creative nonfiction of hip-hop, of writers who have write with a hip-hop aesthetic, but it comes from the music. And this idea that MCs lace layers, and it's kind of this, like, on the surface you can still enjoy it, you know, but if you want to dig deeper, you can go deeper with them. And so I really like that trait as just as a writer, and as a now, as first as a listener, but definitely now as a writer. And so when I began to understand different references, like in Rebirth of Slick, it made me appreciate the music even more and the artistry behind it. I mean, now when I hear a song and I don't understand a reference because I'm old, sometimes it makes me cringe. And I'm like, oh, that's what they were talking about, you know. But for the most part, I usually it you know, when you can like make these obscure references in a song, and then I can, you know, learn about them, or it takes me deeper into the narrative, I'm definitely impressed.
We beat to rap, what key beat to lock, but I'm cool like that. I'm cool like that. I'm cool.
That's part of my interview with Felicia Pride, author of The Message: Life Lessons from Hip Hop's Greatest Songs. To hear more of my interviews, tune in Sunday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, on rapstation.com. Also, you can follow me on Twitter at LibraryWithTim. That's at LibraryWithTim. This is Tim Einenkel, host of The Library, only on rapstation.com.
So I say hi. What's up? Who understood? Yeah, understood the plans. Him heard of it and put it to his hands. What I just flip, let borders get loose. How to consume all the beaches like juice. If it's the shit, we'll lift it off the plastic. The babes will go spastic. Hip hop games a classic. Pimp playing sharp, it don't matter. I'm fatter. Axe butter, how I zone.
Man, Cleopatra Jones.
And I'm chill like that. I'm chill like that. I'm chill like that. I'm chill like that, I'm chill like that, I'm chill like that, I'm chill like that, I'm chill.
I got crew kids, seven and a crescent. Us cause a buzz when a nickel bags are dealt. Him, that's my man with the asteroid belt. Fate catch a fizz from the Mr. Doodle Big. He rocks a tee from the Crooklyn Nine Pigs. The rebirth is slick like my gangster stroll. The lyrics just like Luke coming stacks and rolls. You used to find the bug in a box with Dave. Now he boogies up your stage, plaits twist the braids. And I'm peace like that. 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 I'm peace like that.
Check it out, man, I groove like that, I'm smooth like that, I jive like that, I roll like that.
Yeah, I'm thick like that, I stack like that, I'm down like that, I'm black like that.
Yo, I funk like that, I'm fat like that, I'm in like that, cause I swing like that. We jazz like that, we freak like that, we zoom like that, we out, we out, we out.